Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo. Only Green Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show. If you want hair that's nice and pretty, use Dream Shampoo. Don't be a gravel Gertie. This is Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is your scintillating house guest, Monty Woolley. Rudy, I have been perusing the latest edition of the World Almanac, and I'm amazed at some of the statistics. Do you realize that there are 5,628 radio shows on the air?
You don't say.
Yes. Not including the new one being contemplated by Lockheed.
Oh, so Lockheed is considering a new radio show. What's the name of it?
Time and a Half Marches On. And here's another interesting bit of data, Rudy. If you should put all the men and women in Los Angeles together, do you know what you'd have?
What?
The Wiltshire bus on Saturday night.
How very true, Mr. Woolley. I understand that the buses are so crowded that even some of the men are standing.
That's purely a rumor, my boy. And, Rudy, here's an item that is truly, truly unbelievable. In Los Angeles, there are 200,000 women who have never been made love to by a man.
Mr. Woolley, what are you trying to get at?
200,000 women. And, Rudy, since someone must consider the dire plight of all these lonesome women, I have just converted your living room into the office of my escort rental service, the Zebra Escort Rental Service.
Zebra?
Yes, that's a wolf with service stripes.
Well, an escort rental service.
Rudy, my escort service is indeed a blessing to womankind. Therefore, I wish you would hurry back here and do your share.
I, Mr. Woolley? I can't go out with a strange woman. Supposing her husband should catch me.
Well, in that case, Rudy, you should do exactly what one of my escorts did under those circumstances. He told the husband that his wife deserved to have a good time and that he was going to see that she got it.
What bravery. I'd like to see this escort.
Well, we're not going to dig him up just for that.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, Frank Duvall and the orchestra are ready for your number.
Very well, Truman. I'll sing, but I'll probably be a little nervous. Tonight I may get my nose broken.
Gosh, you mean this might be the last time you'll sing through it?
Mr. Bradley, I ought to raise your salary just so that when I fire you, you'll be losing more money.
I love you, I love you, I love you, sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know that I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are the girl of my dreams, it seems. You are the girl of my dreams.
Hello, Woolley Escort Bureau. Whether you live in the hills or canyons, just call us. We're the ladies' home companion. What's that? What's that? You say you want two male escorts, one very tall and one very short? No, we don't have any like that just now. But I shall search for them high and low. good evening, madam. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, I should like an escort to take me out tonight.
Oh, we have just the escort for you, madam. For $20, he will take you dancing and escort you home and give you a good night kiss on the nose.
$20 to kiss me on the nose. For that, I wouldn't pay more than $10.
Well, madam, if you'll come up a little, he'll come down a little.
Well, that's more like it.
Well, of course, madam, if you should desire the escort to drive to a lonely spot and park in the car, there will be additional taxes, amusement, social security, and withholding.
Withholding? That's ridiculous.
Now, come, madam. You wouldn't care to sit in a parked car without holding.
Well, everything is satisfactory, but I'm very particular as to my choice of an escort. He must be the most charming, the most wonderful, the most brilliant, absolutely the handsomest man in the world.
I'm very sorry, madam, but I already have a date. However, I'm certain.
Hello, Mr. Woolley. I got down here just as soon as I could after singing that song on the air.
Singing? You wouldn't be Skinny Innes, would you?
No, madam, I just sound that way because I've been running.
Ah, madam, I believe Mr. Valley here. Mr. Valley here embodies the majority of your requirements as an escort. He knows more about love than a clam.
But a clam knows nothing about love.
Madam, you'd be surprised what goes on underneath those shells.
Well, perhaps you are the type of escort for me, Mr. Valley. What do you think we ought to do tonight?
Well, we could do what I did the time I went out with Lana Turner. We went to the beach and I took pictures of her with my camera. Then we went home, sat in the parlor. I turned out all the lights until it was completely dark.
What did you do then?
I developed the pictures.
My dear Rudy, you are definitely a boon to womankind. And when I say boon, I mean baboon.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, I want a man to help me capture the romance of old Mexico, where at night the couples sit under the moon and make love.
Yes, and during the day they sit under the sun and cool off.
I want a man who will snuggle close to me and whisper the three words every woman is waiting to hear.
You mean nylons are back?
The escort I hire for tonight must be able to sing to me like Crosby. And must look like Crosby.
Well, madam, Rudy is your man. As far as looks are concerned, he has often been taken for a Crosby twin.
I look like a Crosby twin?
Yes, a Crosby twin, a man and a mouse.
Before I engage your services, Mr. Valley, I shall require a sample of your singing. I must be very careful the way I spend my husband's money.
Yeah, husband.
Now, have no fear, Rudy, my boy, have no fear. I shall cancel my date and act as chaperone for you and this lady. And should her husband turn up unexpectedly, you certainly don't believe I shall just sit there watching while he beats you up. Do you?
Of course not.
Silly boy.
That I might have known.
Say, I just heard about your escort bureau, Mr. Woolley, and I'd like to offer my services.
Well, and who is this?
Truman Bradley, madam. Half man and half commercial.
Ah, madam, but should I take a beautiful woman like you out, I wouldn't think of talking about green shampoo. Because plainly, you already know the splendid results of this wonderful shampoo. Your hair is so glossy and bright.
Of course. No other shampoo leaves my hair so lovely.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Golly, when I see women with drab, lifeless hair, I want to walk right up to them and say, dull, mousy hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using, ma'am. It's a fact. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap. And soap of any sort leaves a dulling film on your hair. Now, Dreen shampoo actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Then, too, it removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this new improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, leaving your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. That's a terrific combination of beauty advantages.
Madam, from that eager beaver look in your eye, I imagine you'd prefer Truman for your escort tonight.
Impossible, Rudy. The assignment is yours. Provided, of course, that you pass the singing test. Truman's date is with a woman who is divorcing her husband for incompatibility.
You mean incompatibility?
No. Incompatibility. Very little pet ability and no income.
What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the sky. Were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you're driving me crazy. What did I
Wonderful, Mr. Valley. You're engaged. I shall expect you and Mr. Woolley to pick me up later in your car.
Oh, that's fine, madam. We'll be there with bells on.
With bells on?
Yes, the owner of the car and our Share the Ride Club is a good humor man.
Oh. How interesting.
Quite. When Rudy has a date and wants to let the girl know he's arrived at her home, he pulls up to the curb with a good humor truck and then clang, clang, clang goes the valley.
Well, I shall run along now and change. I think I shall wear my new gown with the bustle. Mr. Woolley, do you know the bustle is back?
Certainly. Where else could it be?
I'm also wearing my open-toed shoes, and I have to paint my toenails.
Just a moment, madam. I absolutely refuse to be seen with a woman with open-toed shoes and painted toenails. It looks like a bunch of carrots hanging out of a birdcage.
As a matter of fact, madam, I'd suggest you wear the gown you have on now. It's so daring, and the color is quite flattering.
Yes. Don't you think it brings out my eyes?
Yes. It brings out mine, too.
Very well, then. I'll just go home and freshen up a bit. See you later.
Well, Rudy, we'd better bathe and get dressed.
Personally, I'm in a bit of a dither. What kind of outfit does a man who is going to be a gigolo to a married woman wear?
Oh, the conventional attire. The conventional attire, white tie, tails, and running shoes. Rudy, while I'm bathing, I wish you'd stay here and answer the phone.
Mr. Woolley!
Yes, Chester, is my bath ready?
Yes, sir. I put in the eau de cologne, the lavender bath salts, and the pine oil like you wanted.
Thanks, and is it all right?
Yeah, it tastes well.
Chatsworth, you're not supposed to drink what's in the tub. You sit in a tub.
Well, I did.
You sat in my bath?
Why, certainly. You said you just wanted me to make sure the water wasn't too hot.
Sitting in the bathtub of my guest. Suppose somebody came in and saw you. Wouldn't you be ashamed?
What for? I had my clothes on.
Chatsworth, you are so completely at sea that you remind me of a yacht. And when I say yacht, I mean idiot. How could anyone be so thoroughly ignorant?
What do you mean, ignorant? I went to school, Dopey.
Yes, and you came out, Dopey.
Yes, you've spoiled Mr. Woolley's tub. You know there's a scarcity of hot water in this house, and I've had to ration it.
Yes, Chatsworth. Empty that tub immediately and put in about 5 gallons of hot water.
5 gallons?
Oh, sorry, 4 gallons. I forgot I only have an A book. Rudy, I shall have to get dressed in a hurry. You better turn on the radio and practice up on your dancing.
Well, I'll turn it on, boss. And say, why can't I be one of them there escorts? I can dance.
With those feet?
Well, what's wrong with me feet?
Well, as Euripides so clearly put it in Greek, Kaimen aios iwentas hemena koitas, phoinias humne polyuko datata. English translation, it shouldn't happen to a duck.
Escort service. We come to your house even if it's raining. Our work's guaranteed. We've had basic training. To whom do you wish to speak? Irene Cashmere? Yes, she's a boarder here. Hold the phone. I'll call her. Irene? Irene?
I'm up in my bathroom taking a milk shower. The beauty parlor recommended it.
A milk shower?
Yes. And gee, I'm getting tired of holding this cow over my head.
There's a phone call for you. Slip on something and come down. Irene, what happened?
I slipped on something.
Better answer the phone.
Oh, gee, that must be my date for tonight, Rudy. He's just a private in the Army, but every time his commanding officer talks to him, he says PFC.
Private first class?
No. Please find cigarettes. Gee, I'm so proud to be going out with him. He's just come back after being stationed for 3 years on a tiny island in the Pacific.
A tiny island? Guadalcanal? Bataan?
No, Catalina. Hello, soldier boy. I'm all set for our date tonight. No, I didn't use the pancake makeup you sent me. I know pancake makeup looks good on other girls, but on my pan of cakes. What?
Well, I'm dressed, Rudy, and
Shh, quiet, Mr. Woolley. Irene is on the phone. She has a date with a soldier.
A soldier? Impossible. Anyone who wants to go out with her couldn't have passed an eye test.
Gosh, Herbert, I'll never forget our first date. You were so late that I was sure you were standing me up. And gee, when I finally saw you coming down the street, I ran upstairs quickly and waved my hair.
Well, you shouldn't have taken it off just for that.
Please, Mr. Woolley.
But, Herbert, you can't call off our date tonight. I don't see why you prefer other girls to me. Well, what has, say, Dorothy L'Amour got that I haven't got? What? Herbert, that last one I object to. I do so have teeth. Yes, and I also have an hourglass figure, too.
Yes, but you're starting to bulge around 6:15.
All right, Herbert. But if not tonight, when do you want to take me out? Well, you don't say. Oh, you don't say. Oh, you don't say. Goodbye now.
When does he want to take you out?
He don't say. Oh, I'll never forget the last soldier I went with. I tried everything to charm him. I even went down to the beach with him and put on my nicest bathing suit to show off my figure.
But even the bathing suit didn't help.
Not in Irene's case. You only get out of a bathing suit what you put into it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Woolley. You're so understanding. But what I was trying to say was, I guess I did talk too much when I met this fellow. We had a whirlwind courtship.
A whirlwind courtship?
Yes. And when I talked marriage, he blew.
Well, Irene, since you are in definite need of some companionship, perhaps I can provide you a suitable male escort. There's one soldier I know of who has just returned from overseas. He's a hero.
Gee, do you think he might kiss me?
But he's not that much of a hero.
Oh, gosh, Rudy, I just gotta find a man.
But a nice girl like you should be careful. You wouldn't want to go out with a wolf.
Why not? I'm a gopher.
A gopher?
Yes, I'd go for anybody.
I can provide an escort for you, Irene, but merely to dance. The man that would kiss you doesn't live.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, Mr. Woolley. Somebody must have kissed her at one time.
Perhaps, but do you call that living?
What you need, Irene, is the sturdy, strong type of male that you find way out west, where men are men.
Exactly. There are lots of them. According to statistics, if you put all the cowboys in the west together, do you know where they'd reach?
Where?
For the nearest cowgirl.
That was before the war. But the west isn't the west anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, listen, and I'll tell you. The prairie is a very quiet land today. There's little opportunity for song. Since everyone is out to lend a hand today, you wonder how the doggies get along. Oh, there's nobody home on the range. There's nobody home on the range. All the ladies and the gents now are a-working in defense now.
Lunchtime.
And there's nobody home on the range. There's nobody home on the range. No, nobody's home on the range. No more six-gun highfalutin'. It's a rivet gun they're shooting in. There's nobody home on the range. The Hatfields and McCoys gave the service all their boys, and they're fighting side by side for a change. So there's nobody home on the range.
Nobody.
No, nobody's home on the range. Every pistol packing mama's out at Douglas building bombers, so there's nobody home on the range.
There's nobody home on the range.
On the range.
Nobody home on the range.
Home on the range.
Every little prairie flower's making 90 cents an hour, so there's nobody home on the range.
Well, there's nobody home on the range. No, nobody home on the range. Wrangler Joe don't strum his gitter. He's the number one sting fitter. And there's nobody home on the range.
Their hearts are riding high where the mountains meet the sky. It's a freedom that they'll never exchange.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
So there's nobody home on the range. Yes, there's nobody home on the range.
Grandma doesn't ride her gelding. She is out at Lockheed Weldon.
And there's nobody home.
Well, you cheer up, Irene. Somewhere in this world, there's another man for you, Irene.
Oh, gosh, do you really think so?
Certainly. Tell me, do you prefer men who think you have no nice features or the other kind?
What other kind?
Well, I mean the man who can see beauty in, well, a woman's eyes or her skin or hair. As a poet has put it, A woman's crowning glory is her hair. I guess that's why today women are paying more attention than ever to keeping their hair looking lovely and lustrous. And that's why Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner is so popular. You know, Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film, but brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to your favorite beauty shop, do as the glamour girls do, use Dreen. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, I'm beginning to dream about you.
Well, Rudy, I guess we'd better be going. We have to pick up our date for tonight.
Hello? Yes, madam, we were just about to come over for... What? Oh!
What's the trouble, Rudy?
That woman's husband came back to town unexpectedly. Found out about us, and he's coming over here with a gun.
A gun?
Mr. Woolley, come back! Come back! Hello?
Hello, Rudy. This is Monty Woolley.
Mr. Woolley, where are you?
In China.
China? You couldn't possibly have gotten to China that fast.
No? Silly boy.
Friends, every time you pass a mailbox, do you feel a bit conscience-stricken? Are you writing often enough to the fellows you know overseas? As an ex-serviceman, I can tell you that regular mail from friends and loved ones at home is mighty important to a fighting man's morale. The best way to write is by V-mail. Write short, frequent letters instead of waiting for time to write that long letter that somehow never does get done. V-mail is ideal for the short, cheery billy-do that peps up a man during the lonely spot. It's like a quick smile telling him you're thinking of him often. V-mail conserves critical cargo space. V-mail is inexpensive. It flies overseas for only 3 cents postage. So don't forget to write often. And write V-mail.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. The Dreen show is written by Artie Phillips and directed by Man Holliner. Music arranged and conducted by Frank DeBall. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Twice the wear your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse,
a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them ivory flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash tests show
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes. It's ivory flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear your clothes wear up.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.